B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Beis. We're going to start approximately in the middle of the Amud. Says the Gemara, v'afilu min atamchui v'chulu. This takes us back to the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, that even a poor man who's living off the communal platter, where he's getting his food from the communal kitchen, he has to make sure that he has 4 cups of wine for Seder night. And if it means going round and collecting and whatever it takes, he has to do whatever he can to make sure he has the 4 cups of wine. Says the Gemara Pshita, of course he's got a chiyuv to drink 4 cups of wine. What's the chiddush that even such a poor man needs to drink 4 cups of wine? Says the Gemara Loi, it's not so straightforward. Nitzricha elol afilu l'Rabbi Akiva. The chiddush is that even Rabbi Akiva, the Omar who says, asei Shabbat chochil, that rather don't treat Shabbos with anything extra. Treat Shabbos as you would in a poor fashion, like you do in a regular weekday, in order to avoid having to go around and embarrassing yourself and asking people for handouts. However, regarding the Arba Kaisos, we don't say just disregard the fact that it's Yom Tov and that you need Arba Kaisos and just do it as a regular weekday. No. Mishum Pirsuma Nisa, in order to publicize the miracle of Yitzias Mitzrayim, then there's a special chiyuv that yes, he should be Nitztarich Lebriyais, he should go around asking people to help him, rather than just do without the 4 cups. Says the Gemara, Tona de Be'elyo, Afal Pish Omer Rabbi Akiva, even though Rabbi Akiva maintained, Asei Shabbat Chochil, Ve'al Tztarich Lebriyais, that rather treat Shabbos as a regular weekday rather than having to resort to handouts from people. Nonetheless, within his home, he should do something, even though he cannot really afford it, something he should do even beyond his natural abilities. What would that be? Omer of Papa, Kasa de Harasana, a mixture of small fried fish together with flour. Just something for Shabbos. Kedetnan, as we see in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Teima Omer, have az kanomer, you should be bold like a leopard. And the boldness, the azus of a leopard, helps him go even beyond where his natural strength would be able to take him. And that az kanomer is what tells us that even if you're a poor man, and even if you've got nothing for Shabbos, something you'll manage. V'kal kanesher, light like an eagle, rot katzvi, should be swift like a deer, v'giboir ka'ari, and strong like a lion. La'asis v'tzoyin avicho shebashamayim, to do the will of Hashem. Tonu Rabbonon, says the Gemara, now we're going to start learning a whole sugya of different things, tzavois, different things that people told, that Chachomim told, either their children or their Talmidim, different customs and the way that they should behave and lead their lives. And this is due to one of them being what Rabbi Akiva told his son. And one of the things Rabbi Akiva told his son is the Rabbi Akiva we just mentioned, Asei Shabbat Chochel, Valtit Tarech Lebriyais. And from there, and consequent to this, the Gemara has a whole daf of this. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Shiva Dvorim Tzivor Rabbi Akiva as Rabbi Yeshua Benoi. Rabbi Akiva had a son called Rabbi Yeshua. He was known as Rabbi Yeshua Ben Korcho. Rabbi Akiva himself was called a Kireach, and his son was called Rabbi Yeshua Ben Korcho. Really, it was Rabbi Yeshua Ben Rabbi Akiva, Benoi, his son. And he said to him 7 things. He said to him as follows, Beni, my son, Al teishev begoivo shel ir v'teshano. Don't sit in the high place in a city, which means in a place where lots of people are going through, and people are, and v'tishna, and learn there, because since there are so many people going past there, they are going to interrupt your learning and disturb your learning. It will be bittul Torah, and it's not worth it. Don't live in a town whose leaders of the town are big Talmidei Chachomim, because since they're such Talmidei Chachomim, their time and minds will be engaged in their learning rather than in taking care of the needs of the people in the town. Don't enter your home suddenly without knocking. There might be people inside doing things that are private and you shouldn't just walk in on them. And this is kolshkein lebeis chavercha, and it goes without saying, even more so in your friend's house, don't enter without knocking. Valtimna min olim miraglecha, make sure that do not avoid wearing shoes on your feet. Another thing, hashkem ve'achol, when you get up in the morning, obviously after davening, you should eat, v'kayit v'pne'achamo, because it will keep you healthy in the summer, in order for the heat should not make you sick, u'b'chayrev v'pne'atzino, and in the winter that the cold should not make you sick. If you eat, then you will stay healthy. And Rashbam brings here a posuk, brings a Gemara in Baba Kama, who brings some psukim to this effect. Another thing Rabbi Akiva told his son, v'asei shabbat chochil, rather your Shabbos should look like a regular weekday, v'al titztarech lebriyos, in order not to have to resort and rely on people to help out. Another thing, v'havei mishtadil im odom shashom masacheket lo. If you see a person that the hour is being kind to him, is smiling at him, which means he's being particularly successful, you can see that Hashem is sending Shefa through this person, it's worth having dealings with him because it will work out well. Omer of Popper, says, Leila Mizvan Mine, don't buy from him, because since he's doing so well, he'll get the better deal. It's not worth buying from him. Veloila Zvunale, and don't sell to him, because since he's doing well, he'll get the better deal. Ether Lemeva Chutras Bade, but to partner with him in business and share in the profits, that's a good idea. And the Gemara says, that's what Rav Papa says. But the Hashtad Omar Shmuel Bar Yitzchok. Now the Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok told us the following. Maidich Siv, this that it says in the Pasuk, in Iyiv, it says, Maisei Yodov Beirachto Umikneu Poratz Boretz. So what do we learn from the Pasuk that says, Umaisei Yodov Beirachto, that Kol, and this is a Pasuk in Iyiv, that Kol Hanoitel Pruta, anyone that takes any small coin from Iyiv, who Hashem at that point had blessed him with a lot of bracha, Mizborich, then anyone who gets a coin from him is going to be blessed. Afilu Lemizvun Mine Ule Zvune Lei Shapir Domi. Once Shmuel Bar Yitzchok told us that just taking anything from Iyiv, the very fact that you have something, some dealings with Iyiv, means you'll be successful, then so too here, if you see somebody who's being successful, you can buy from him, you can sell to him, and just having dealings with him will make you successful. Continues the Gemara, Chamisha Dvarim Tzivo Reb Akiva as Reb Shimon Ben Yochai. There are five things that Reb Akiva told Reb Shimon ben Yochai, k'shehoya chovosh b'beis ha'asurim. We've known in the Gemara in Brachas of Samech Aleph Amud Beis, Reb Akiva was caught learning Torah, and he was put into jail, into prison. And when he was in prison, he told Reb Shimon ben Yochai five things. Omer loy, Rebbe, Reb Shimon ben Yochai said to Reb Akiva, my Rebbe, lamdeini Torah, teach me Torah. Omer, Reb Akiva said, eini melamedcha, I don't want to teach you. I got put into jail for teaching Torah. I don't want you to get into trouble. Omer loy, Sir Shimon said to Rabbi Akiva, Im ein ato melamdeini, if you don't teach me, ani oimer lo yoichai abba, I'm going to tell my father yoichai, umoyis shechol malchus, and will arrange that the malchus, that the people, the authorities, will be even more annoyed with you. And that would be a shame. Omar Leir, Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Shimon, Bani, my son, Yoisu Mimasha Egel Roitzelinoik, even more than a calf wants to nurse from its mother, the cow, Pora Roitzelahanik. The cow wants to suckle, wants to allow, and needs the calf to nurse from her. And therefore, I, Rabbi Akiva, he says, I want to give you Torah more than you want to learn Torah from me, but I don't want you to get into trouble. Omar Leir, Rabbi Shimon said to Rabbi Akiva, who's going to be in danger here? It's going to be the calf. Why you don't bother about it? Don't you worry about the calf. You want to feed, you want to give me Torah, give me Torah. If I get into trouble, that's my issue, not yours. So what did Rabbi Akiva teach him? He said to him, and the way the Mefarshim explain this, it means that if you want the things that you say to be heard by people, then make sure that you are dependent on a very strong source. Learn Torah from a big Rebbe, say over Torah in his name, and then people will accept what you're saying. When you teach your son, make sure that the sefer you're teaching from has been corrected, there are no mistakes in it. Omar Rava, Vitamir of Masharshia, Rava or of Masharshia, they said, We're talking about a young child who's just now starting to learn Torah, and there it's even more important to make sure that we don't teach him from a sefer that has mistakes. Teshabeshta, because a mistake, an error, kiven de'ol, ol. Once it goes into the mind, it stays in the mind. And therefore, it's incumbent upon us to make sure when a child is first starting out in Torah, no mistakes should enter his mind. Another thing Rabbi Akiva told him, Loisavashil Bakadera Shabishil Bochavircha. The literal translation is, don't cook in a pot that your friend has already cooked in. And what he means is, Mainihu, what was he referring to? Grusha Bachaye Ba'alo, that a person should not marry a divorced woman whilst her husband is still alive. Do'omar Mar, because it was said that Gorush, Shanosa Grusha, a divorced man who marries a divorced woman, arba deis bamita, that when they're in bed, there are actually four minds, four people that are all involved here, because he's thinking about his first wife, and she's thinking about her first husband, and instead of focusing on each other, they're focusing on each other's previous spouses, and that is very bad. Having children from a situation like that, Rashbam brings, is called bnei grusha salev, and is not good. V'ibois ema, and some say, afilu ba'almona, even marrying an almona is not so advisable. Lefisha ein koletz bois shavois, because it could be her experience with her second husband will be less satisfying to her than the experience with her first husband, and then she will come to look down on him, to hate him, and it's not a good idea. Another thing he told him, mitzvah v'guf gadol. You know how you can do a mitzvah and nonetheless reap profits? Is oichel peiros v'lo ischar. And this is dependent on a Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Samach Zayin. We won't go into the details here, but it means lend somebody money, and then you have a big mitzvah because you're helping him in business, and you'll take back a small amount, you'll take back a reward from the fruits that are growing in the field, and then you'll also have a profit from it. And one has to learn the Gemara in Bava Metzia for all the details. Another thing Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Shimon, mitzvah v'guf toher, that there's a mitzvah that besides for being a mitzvah will also keep you pure, is noisa isha v'lei bonim, get married. And getting married, that keeps a person pure, it keeps his mind from wandering elsewhere. And having children is also a tremendous mitzvah. Continues the Gemara. Arba dvarim tzivar Rabbeinu HaKodesh esbonov. There were four things that Rabbeinu HaKodesh told his son or his sons. He told them, Al todur b'shench kantziv. Don't live in this place called shech netziv. Mishum de leitzona, because there are mockers there, the people who are making leitzonas, havu, umoshche lecho beleitzenusa, and with their mockery, they will pull you into their bad habits of mockery, and that's bad. Another thing, ve'al teishi ve'al mito aramis. Don't sit on a bed of an aramis. What does that mean? The literal translation of aramis is a non-Jewish woman. But ikka de'omra de'loi tigna b'loi kriyas shema. Some say it means don't go to sleep like a goy without saying krishma. When you go to bed, say kriyas shema first. V'ikka de'omra, others say de'loi tinsev gerusa. Don't marry a giyairus, a female convert. Don't marry one like that. And the Rashbam brings here a Gemara that says that a giyairus is still connected to her ancestors for 10 generations. V'ikad amar, some say what the Gemara means, aramis mamish, don't sit on the bed of a non-Jewish woman. U'mishamaisa de Rav Papa, because of an incident that happened with Rav Papa. And here Rashi and Rashbam both bring an incident that Rav Papa was once came into the home of this non-Jewish woman, and this woman said to him, sit down, you know, and while you're waiting for me, sit down, I'll bring you the money I owe you. And in the meantime, she had placed her child under the bed, and a dead child, she killed her child, put the child under the bed, and then told, well, there's a discussion exactly what happened here, but Rashi says that she killed her child, put it under the bed, and then told him to sit on it. And then when he sat on it, she then screamed and said, look, you killed my child. And he had to escape from the country. That's what Rashi and Rashbam here say, but this is quite different from what it says in the Gemara in Daf Ches. Over there it seems that Rav Papa was weary of this, and when she told him to sit down, he says, well, what, let me see first what's under the bed. She lifted up the bed and showed him the dead child, and he preempted such a situation. The Mefarshim say maybe there were two incidents. Either way, it's clear from Rav Papa with that incident with the non-Jewish woman that don't sit on the bed of a non-Jewish woman. Rabbeinu HaKodesh told his son, "Vel tavriach atzmecho min ha-meches, do not try and avoid paying taxes, even if they're taking taxes which are not coming to them. Dil memashkechu lecha, because they might catch you. V'shaklu minoch kol de'is lecha, they'll end up fining you, giving you a penalty and taking away everything you have." Another thing that Rabbeinu HaKodesh said was, "Vel tamuid bifnei ha-shoyer b'shor she'oilo min ha-agam." Don't stand in front of an ox when it comes up from the marsh, because it's a time where the ox is very, very wild because it's seeing all the new plantation and he's susceptible to gore you. Omer Shmuel says, B'sher Shocher, it's talking about a black ox. Nisan, and in the days of Chodesh Nisan, where all the new plants are coming out, and he's getting very excited. Tona Rabbi Ishiya says, Marchikin Mishertam, one should distance oneself from a tame ox, one that's not used to goring. Chamishim Amo, 50 Amos. Don't get closer than 50 Amos. And Misher Muad, but from a Shire who's gotten accustomed to goring, Kimloy Einov. As far as you can see this ox, don't be near it. Don't even see it. Tana Mishmei de Rab Meir, was said in the name of Rab Meir, that Reish Tura, even when an ox has his head bedikula into the trough or into the basket where he's feeding from, he's eating from, nonetheless, sok, go up, le'igra onto the roof, v'shodi darga mitoisach, and remove the ladder from underneath you. The ox should not be able to follow you because he's very, very dangerous. He may gore you. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rav, Nizha, which Rashi says it means this is some incantation. The Rashbam says that it's not an incantation, it's a yell, it's a cry to get the animal to move, that's the Torah. The yell, the cry that you say to an ox is Hein Hein. Nizha de Arya, what you have to say to a lion is Ze Ze. Nizha de Gamla, what you have to say to a camel is Do Do. Nizha de Arba, what you have to say to the sailors when you want to encourage them to pull the ship into position, you say to them, Hil nihai hilo vehiluk hulya. Omar Abaya said, Oyer, a piece of hide, dug, a fish, a kois, a cup, chamin, hot water, ubeitzim, and eggs, v'kinim levonim, and white lice, kulon koshim ledover achir, they're all bad for the skin. They can cause a person to have tzaras, to have some skin disease. Oyer, what is the oyer? What hide are we talking about? Mandagoni, somebody who lies, amoshcha, on a piece of skin, the tzila, which is still in the tanner, it's not been fully tanned. If he lies on it, it's not good for his skin. Dug, what is it talking about? A dug is shivuto, is a type of dug called shivuto, b'yom Nisan, in the days of Nisan, is not good for a person's skin. Kois, what cup are we talking about here? Shiura is the leftovers of kasa, the harasana, of this mixture of the harasana, which is the small fried fish, together with the flour, the leftovers of that are not good for a person's skin. Chamin, what's the hot water? Chamima de chamima, meshadri lave, when a person pours very hot water on his skin, it's not good for his skin. Beitzim, what is it about the eggs? Man de madrich haklipim, somebody who stands on the shells of eggs, it's not good for his skin. Kinim levonim, what are the white lice we're speaking about? Man de michver levushe, somebody who cleans his clothes. His clothes had some lice in it, and he wanted to remove those lice. He cleaned his clothes. He didn't wait 8 days to make sure that those lice are completely dead. And he started wearing the garment with it before 8 days, the end of 8 days. Then Berion Hanach Kinim, those lice that he assumed to be dead have now will become rejuvenated, and they will again infest the garment and him, and it's not good for his skin, it can cause tzaras. Continues the Gemara Omer of Papa. Beisad is beishunra, a home that has a cat in it, loy nail beinish bloy masni, a person should not go round that home without shoes. My time away. Mishum deshumra kotel lechivya. The cats kill the snakes. Va'achila and eat the snakes. Ve'isbe bechivya gar miktini. And these snakes, they have very small bones. And these bones are left lying around the home. Ve'yosev legarmo dechivya akare. And if one of these bones sit into his foot, if he stands on them, it goes into his foot. Le'nofik, it does not come out easily. Ve'stakinle, and it is dangerous. Ikadamra, others say, Beisa de lesbe shunra, a home that does not have a cat, lo yel be inish bahakori, a person should not go there in the dark. My tama, why? Dilma michrach bechivyo, maybe a snake will wrap himself round him, v'lo yoda, and he won't be aware of it, or mistaken, and it will come to be a danger for him. Continues the Gemara, Gimel Dvorim Tzivor Abishmol Brebyesias Rebbe. Three things Abishmol Brebyesi told Rebbe, the simon is makash simon. Al tas mum ba'atzmacha, don't harm yourself. Maihi, what are you referring to, don't harm yourself? Yeah, loy tehevi lechadina behadet lasa. Never go to a court case against a group of three people, because they will hate you for doing that, and they will gang up against you, techad have a baldincha. Then they will gang up and say, one of us will be the baldin that you'll be claiming against, will trey sadi, and the other two will pretend to be witnesses, and they'll make a scheme against you, and you'll lose the case. And therefore, never take three people together to a court case. Val tamoy dal mekach, do not stand and view merchandise b'shosh ein l'chadomim, when you don't have money, because other people watching will think that you want to buy it, and they will not buy it. And therefore, and then you will cause a loss to the owner of the merchandise, and therefore, if you're not planning to buy it, don't stand and look at it. Another thing, ishtecha tovlo, when a woman has just been to the mikveh, al tizakik lo laila rishoina, don't have relations with her that very first night. And Omar Rav says, ubenido deraisa, it's talking about the days of pre Reb Zeira, where there was a chumrah, after Reb Zeira there was a chumrah that even on tipas damk of like the size of charadol, you wait 7 clean days, and that's what we do today. But back in the days when it was a nido d'iraisa, there the very day, 7 days after she started seeing nidois, she can go to the mikveh, providing she stops before she goes to the mikveh. And since that very day she may well have still been seeing dam, therefore it's not sensible to have relations that night. It might cause her to continue seeing blood, and that's seriously osa. Hoil v'hurzak mayon pasuach, since the source of blood that very day was still open, dilma mishkach ziva, maybe moshkach ziva, maybe the flowing of blood will continue at night when they're together, and that's seriously osa, and therefore wait one more night just to make sure that the bleeding is not going to restart. Continues the Gemara, Shleisha Dvarim, Tzivar Rabbi Yosi ber Yehuda Rebbe. Rabbi Yosi ber Yehuda told Rebbe the following three things. Al teitzei yichidi balaylo, don't go out on your own at night. Val tamid b'fnei aner orum, don't stand in front of a candle naked. Val tikonis l'merchatz chodosh, and don't go into a new bathhouse. Shemo tifchas, maybe the floor, the boards that are between where the people stand and underneath these boards is where all the water drained down to, and there was a big pool of water under there. Maybe those boards will open up and a person will chas v'shalom fall into the pool underneath it. And therefore, until you know that these boards are strong, don't go into the bathhouse. Ad kama, how long is that? Omer b'Yeshua ben Levi ad yud beis chodesh, for the first 12 months. V'altamud b'fneiam ne'er orum, you should not stand in front of a candle naked. D'tani, we learnt in the braisa, ha'imud b'fneiam ne'er orum, if somebody stands in front of a candle naked, have a nichbe, then he will become nichbe, which is a type of illness that makes a person fall. It's some type of epileptic illness. Meshamish mitosu le'ir ha'ner, somebody who's meshamish in front of a candle, in front of the light of a ner, having a bonim nichfim, his children will suffer from this disease. Tonu rabbonon, meshamish mitosu al mito shetinek yoshon aleo, if a person is meshamish on a bed with a child sleeping on it, oisei tinek nichbe, that child will possibly suffer from this disease. That's only if he's less than a year old. If he's more than a year old, less lonbo, there's no concern. And even if he's less than a year old, it's only if he's lying at the foot of the bed. If he's lying at the head of the bed, less lonbo, there's no concern. And even at the foot of the bed, and even if he's less than a year old, it's only elo deloy monach yode ilave, if he didn't put his hand on the child. Avul monach yode ilave, if he put his hand on the child, less lonbo, there's no concern. Continues the Gemara, Al teitzei yichidi balayla, don't go out on your own at night. Titania, we learned in a braisa, lo yeitzei yichidi balayla, a person should not go out on his own at night, loy b'leili revi'is, not on Tuesday nights, v'loy b'leili shabosis, and not on Friday nights. Mepnei she'igeres bar smochlos, which is the name of some type of a spirit, he, ushmoino eschei riboy, he, she, together with 180,000 shel malachi chabola of angels of destruction, yotzim, they go out on these nights, v'chol echod v'echod yesh li rishus, and each one of these 180,000 plus this igras bas mochlas have permission lechabil b'fnatzma, each one on their own has permission to harm people, don't go out on your own. Mikora at first have a shchicha kula yoma, that they used to, there's two different gerasois, but at first this igeris with the 180,000 angels of destruction with her were allowed to go out either every day or all day. Zimna Choda one day, Pogo Reb Chanina ben Doisa. She met Reb Chanina ben Doisa. Omrole, she said to Reb Chanina ben Doisa, Ilav de Mechazron Aloch, if not for the fact that they announce about you, Barakia in heaven, Hizaru Bechanina ubetairosoi. Be careful with Chanina and his Torah. Don't harm him. If not for that announcement in heaven, Sekantich, then you would be in danger from me. Omar lo. So Reb Chanina ben Doisa said to this Igras bas mochlas, Icha shivna barakia, if indeed I have such esteem in heaven, then goizer alecha, I decree upon you, goizer niole alaich, shalei tavuri b'yishuv, that you should never pass through the inhabited places la'olam, ever. Omrole, so she said to him, b'matusa minoch, I beg from you, shovei kli ravcha purta, at least give me a little bit of space, some time that I can be in the inhabited places. Shovei klo leili shabosis v'leili revi'ais, he said, okay, Tuesday nights and Friday nights, that's the only time you can come into inhabited places. V'su chod zimnod, on another time, pogo beba abaya, this igeris bas mochlas, she met Abaya. Omrole, and she said to Abaya, Ilav de machruz aloch berukia. If not that they announced about you in the heaven, Hizaru b'Nachmeni. Be careful with Abaya, who was called Nachmeni, Rashbam explains, because Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was the one that brought him up. His father died even before he was born. His mother died at childbirth. Hizaru b'Nachmeni u'b'toirosoi. Be careful with Nachmeni and his Torah. Don't harm him. If not for that announcement, have a sekantich, you would be in danger now. Omar Leis, Abaya said to this Igeres Bas Mochlas, Icha Shivna Barakia, if indeed I am so prestigious and so valued in heaven, Gizrani Alaychi, I decree upon you, Shalei Tavuri B'Yishuv La'olam, you never ever come to inhabited places. Asks the Gemara Hoka Chazinon de Avra. We see that she does go through inhabited places. Omri, they answered, Hani Gezai Soninu. These angels of destruction that are sometimes found in inhabited areas, they are actually those that were not in the inhabited areas. They were going in the byways of the vineyards. And the Shomti Susaya and the horses of these angels, they ran away and they came into inhabited areas, v'osu dabri luhu, and then these angels, they come into the inhabited areas just in order to bring their horses back to where they are and where they should be, but they don't have a fixed time, or they're not allowed to come into inhabited areas to wreak havoc there. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.